Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit. Yeah.
Alice at
97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. There we go. We got the music started. Everything's okay. Listen, I know we had high hopes for 2025 and things just keep on happening. But for the next 4 hours, we're just going to be in happy land.
Something new happen? Or
oh, okay.
Just the same?
Yes. No, more. There's more. It's everything. It's just, it never ends. But truly, this is just life. It's just what it is. Forget the number of the year.
What did you do?
I didn't do anything. We lost a family member, so, last night.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So I'm very sorry to hear that.
Just another just, great year.
Put another straw on the camel. No one more straw on the camel. But, this camel has a strong back. We're going to be all right. It's going to, you know.
Like, year's got plenty of time to correct itself.
What are we, 16? Yes, we're 16 days into this year. So far, so good.
Now that you guys had me today, I was just going to let you go ahead and go off about how great things are. I've been very busy with the kids. So I'm like.
You know what, Vinny? Things are great. Everything's
good.
Great.
Thank you.
The kids are great. You're great. You know, how's your hot tub? I'm so dying to
you
get
know
my
what?
Hot tub.
The kids went in it last night.
Did
that
they?
Was like one of my, I was at the end.
Oh,
I was like,
oh.
I'd been all.
Your wife's been really busy.
She's been busy and I've, it, by the way,
yes,
and
sir.
I'm not a single parent. I'm not saying I am. I'm not.
Feels like it.
But for 2 days, today's
oh
the
God.
Third. So it'll be three. But for 2 days, the missus has been at work. And too busy to even talk, going to lunches and dinners and late
meetings
last
and
night.
Sure, everything. Working.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
Single parents. And I'm not a single parent. Just
absolutely
for a minute.
Not. Sure.
Right. Oh, my God.
I just look at my mom raising two boys, and I'm like, how did she do it?
Yeah, no kidding. Mm. No, I mean, I was yesterday, though.
Get
I did have,
it.
We have fun, and it's cool.
Yeah.
There's no, like... Well, I've come up with a plan. You two are going to sit here and stare at yourselves, and I'm going to go surfing.
Oh, my God. That sounds perfect.
Like, there's no, that's, I just, I'm in it. It's,
mm-hmm.
There's no getting out of this.
Yeah.
I made these guys.
Right.
And so it was, we made it as, I made it as fun as we could. I picked them up from school together. I put on their favorite song once we got it.
What's the favorite song?
Appetapate.
Oh, my God. That thing.
And we danced. Oh. And they're like, Dad. I, you guys, I'm trying to have fun.
Mm.
You don't want me to get out of the car, walk away from here, and never come back, do you? I didn't say that, but, you know, that was in my head for a second there. Like, oh, I can't dance.
Go down to the corner store for some pack of cigarettes and some milk.
Oh, my God. What do you mean, yeah. Don't dance?
You know, the great thing about dancing is you can actually use it as leverage. There have been so many times where I have said to my kids, get in line or I'm going to start dancing.
Mm.
And then when they don't do it, I start dancing. And they're like, oh, my God, who is this embarrassing lady? What's going on? Oh, we'll do anything. Stop.
That song does rock, though. I mean, rock
it's
in
a
dancey
it's a
way.
Hit
there it
song.
Is.
Are you sick of it yet?
Did you do that?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I'm not sick of it. I love it.
Turn it up.
So fluffy.
Let's see the dance.
It's totally fluffy.
Let me see the dance. Oh, boy. Oh, my.
Don't even try it.
I love the dance.
Where is your camera phone?
No way. And then I always do that. Have I ever gotten you with the... Let me show you something.
No, what's going to happen?
Just smell this real quick.
What? What did you just smell? What did you just smell?
He just flicked me in the face with his finger. By the way, please never ask anyone to smell your fingers.
Like, was that one of the kid thing?
He came in too fast. I would have never even put my face anywhere near his fingers.
That's how the hackers get you. They get you too quick. They come in. They ask you a quick question. You're like, okay.
He landed such a solid bop on my upper lip. I mean, honestly, I can still feel it.
I was doing this. God. I was going like, smell this. Whoop, bap.
Oh.
And then I was in the front seat going, ah!
Almost like you're tagging someone else into the breakdance.
But the idea is you say, smell this, but you're actually just going to flick them. There's no smell on the...
I always do the dog jaw with the kids.
What's a dog jaw?
Exactly. So yeah, you tell the kids you have dog jaw, and they go to look, and then as soon as they look at your jaw, you go... Wah, 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 wah.
Oh, I got a new one.
Like, look, lean in.
Yeah, lean in. Look at my neck. I have dog jaw. And yeah, get them every time.
It's pretty good.
One of my favorites.
Well, that,
anyway. And you got to really bark
Dominic the donkey. I mean, that's...
All new stuff.
Yeah. It's great.
Oh, I thought you were going to put Dominic the donkey on. She is good.
I didn't do any of it. That's all. That's been mad.
I think we're over Christmas. Sure.
No. Oh, I'm over Christmas. I'm ready to not be in Christmas anymore. Although as soon as I think of that, I think of that fun delivered package. I can't stop thinking about it.
I know you are really on that. You've bought three now.
I have one huge one at my house that I'm saving for a special occasion.
Oh. And you were, is there one on the way as well?
No.
Oh.
No.
Maybe tomorrow.
I felt like I had enough, but then, I'm telling you, the one that Sean opened the other day was, there were so many good things in it. In case you've never heard of this before, there's a company called Fun Delivered. You should check it out. It's super fun.
It's not a client.
They're not a client.
They don't need to be. They restock once a week, and it's gone in 2 seconds. Like, don't try to add anything else to your cart. If you get one in your cart, buy it. It's crazy. It's just so fun. Undelivered mail. It's a complete mystery. It's mostly just junk, but sometimes it's like, no, that's really cool. And it's the anticipation. It's like having a lottery ticket that you don't know if it's won or not. It isn't like that, but it is kind of like that. It's a surprise. There are so few surprises in life.
I'm glad it worked out.
Yeah.
That was just another dumb story of the million I do. By the way, I'm looking at a dumb story right now.
Oh, what are you
doing? And I'm not going to do it on the air, so I'll just ask you right now.
All right.
This is one of those letters that someone writes in for advice, and they're saying, this person I'm dating, we are together.
Yeah.
And when we do it, he usually just conks out right after.
Okay.
Which, do you even do that? If you finish, do you just conk out? Like, can you just go, ugh?
No.
I can't either.
I'm always like jacked up and
absolutely the opposite of ready to conk out.
I want to walk around naked and put my gun show up and just
John. One of John's running jokes is, on Fridays I'm like, all right, I'm going to go take a nap so I can stay up. And he goes, oh, you want me to come after you to sleep? I'm like,
and?
No, but because he knows, yes, 100%. But you know, the thing is, most times I do it, it's the middle of the day. So I don't get into bed at night, right? I wouldn't know. I think a lot of people, they get in bed at night and they do it and then they go to sleep. You don't find that to be something you could do right before? Like, I have definitely done that to myself to get to sleep.
Totally different.
Just because you're not all jacked up with some other person?
Yeah, and also there's a considerably more exertion involved in doing a person than doing yourself. I mean, there's barely...
Not for me. I just lay there.
How you're doing yourself. I don't
know.
Anyway.
It's exactly the same amount of effort for me. Even less effort want to do it. Go on.
Go ahead without me. I'm just going to lay here.
Just leave me here. I'm just laying here. Just leave me here. Don't try to.
This lady writes that after he finished, he was weirder than usual. He managed to destroy a pair of underwear by sticking both feet through the same leg hole. He put on a robe that he couldn't manage the belt. It was just hanging off him, and he stumbled toward the bathroom, banging into the wall. She was like, she's saying here, what is wrong with this guy?
What do you mean?
All the blood drained out of his head in order to suffuse that one area, and now he's like a drunk guy. She should feel great about that.
I put my clothes on inside out. I've definitely...
You're like, oh, you've blown my mind. She goes, a state of euphoria.
This is worse than usual, and I'm not sure if I should be worried about him. So that's, you absolutely say, nah, that's
100%.
Right, sure. After finishing?
Weak knees, like, you know, just like everything's kind of loopy. Sometimes you burst into tears. Like, oh, God, all my emotions are so close to the surface.
When is the last time you burst into tears?
You've never done that? After, what about the time that you were doing her and you said, I love you? For the first time in the middle of it. You didn't kind of cry after that?
No, of course not. I cried because I bit my stupid lip and went, you dumb, stupid idiot.
Who just said I love you during sex?
What the heck was that?
Oh, God forbid the truth should come out.
No,
There's definitely some overwhelming feelings of concern.
Thank God that
your lip
gone.
On that. It's not gone.
Oh, that is gone.
No, it isn't. Hold on.
Why does it sound weird?
Why did you bite your lip during it? I don't know why it sounds weird. No, but it did. It just, yeah.
Didn't it just now? It sounded kind of phasey.
Yeah, it did. Yeah, that sounds funny. I don't know why that is.
I better throw that thing away.
No, I'm going to keep it. So like the only thing I got. There. Listen, we've lost everything. I'm not keeping that. I got a few of these.
So that was your description of
love.
You and Dusty when you first met.
We're saying.
We're first together.
No, we were saying, do you love her? And he didn't want to admit it. And that was, this is how, so we're like, do you love her? And he says, what is it?
You did better than me. I don't know if, Sarah, you remember this. This was our first big fight when I was dating Shauna. And you were on the air and you asked me, how's, you guys are getting serious and you're getting serious. And my response was, that she had, I had farted in front of me during a certain act, and I knew that I must have a lot of feelings for her because I didn't care.
Mm. Yeah, because he needs to have the water running. Like, if you go into the bathroom near him where he might be able to hear you pee, you have to run the water. He can't hear or know or see or feel or touch or smell anything that comes out of you.
But she did not care for that, and that was, and she quit listening.
Well, that was the right time for her then.
Benny, yes, your hands up.
Your hands up.
I'm sorry. The guy who crapped himself and described it as a can of chili.
Please don't describe it.
Down the legs.
Don't do that.
Is a stickler for how the ladies use the restroom.
I'm an enigma.
And all of it. Doesn't want to hear anybody farting. What about burping?
Oh, I don't care about
burping. You don't care about burping. Thank God. Jesus. No. I guess you would have broken up with me years ago. That's
I'm shocked to hear the standard. The guy that eats squirrel can't have a lady make a noise in the restroom.
You cannot hear her pee. You cannot hear, certainly can't hear anything worse than peeing.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Must be hard to live that way. I mean, that's really, really have to wall yourself off to never hear any of that stuff.
I wonder if what he's doing right now sounds like a challenge to some ladies out there. They're like, he's going to love me so much. He's going to say, I don't care. You can leave the door open.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, never.
No more using
leave
a fan.
The door open?
Leave
you're,
the door
you're
open.
Insane.
Don't use the fan.
Oh, no.
Let it rip, honey, because I fully am all in.
Yeah. There's nothing
there's
you can do.
There's a lady out there ready for that challenge, I'm sure.
I'm sure there's a special lady out there.
Well, wouldn't it be a load off to find someone like that who you were just like, it doesn't matter. Like, I love you more. You just made it smell like someone died in this room and I love you more. Wouldn't
and you're
that
just,
be
just kissy face.
but it's it.
I don't remember the rest of the words.
Nobody does.
No, someone does.
I'm sure they do. I met nobody in these two rooms.
Well, I've watched the lyric video a few times.
Don't you want me like I want you, but you know, come on.
Turn it up.
I love how much Vinny loves this song.
That Bruno Mars, man.
He's a hit machine.
He is a hit machine.
Where's his part in it?
It's coming up.
Okay, let's listen to it.
I've only got a short clip of this.
Oh.
Well, we play it. I'm sure
we'll
pop up on our show at some point.
Don't we have all the hits?
We do, but we can't, you know, because we play everything off the computer, I can't zip through it and find the spot.
Good vibes and hot hits.
Yeah, good vibes and hot hits, you guys.
Is that what it was?
No, good vibes and variety? I can't remember. I don't think we're supposed to say anything about it.
What are you talking about?
Specifically, we're not supposed to say anything about it.
Oh, we are?
All right. KLLC, HD1, San Francisco, Sarah Vinny Ellis Morning Show. Get me out of here.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit. Yeah.
Alice at 97.3.